The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
But how many snowplows are we talking about, by the way?
Well, currently we have about 36 in our Southwest region that are named on our MyDrive map. And we have 340-ish statewide in our fleet. And that's our goal, is to get all 340 named.
All right, so you're starting over on the west side of the state. You'll expand this statewide. What, can you tell us some of the name submissions that you've gotten?
I would love to tell you some of them. I haven't even seen the list yet. So we just opened this up a week ago. And I know in the first 4 days, we had more than 8,000 submissions.
Wow.
Today is the day I get to actually see the list for the first time. I'm literally going to have to wall myself off from the world to be able to read through the list because I anticipated topping 10,000. We've seen just, the list, the name I have seen, obviously, the names I have seen, Sir Salt's a lot, Sir Plow's a lot, Plowy McPlowface. How do you not have those, right? You knew those were going to be on the list. Ramrod the Snow Destroyer. There have been some really creative names. There were a few I wish we could have used. They were a tip of the cap to some great characters that were, near and dear to my heart from movies from my childhood. Veruca Salt, which I thought was a great name. Sanka, the greatest push cart driver. Cool Runnings. Yeah. How do you not use that one? I wish we could have. And Cousin Eddie. Who doesn't love Cousin Eddie?
Cousin Eddie, of course. Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Gosh, I wanted to use it. So, there were a whole bunch of them. I really, really can't wait to dig into this list and see some of the creative names folks have come up with.
I think it's a great idea. It's a lot of fun. Of course, those snowplows, we kind of take them for granted till we absolutely need them. We may be needing them, by the way, in the next 24 hours or so as we await some snow around here. But we're sure glad that we've got them, and they're there when we need them, regardless of whether they have names or not.
Indeed. We know down here, at least in the southwest corner up along our lakeshore, they're going to start getting real busy here in the next 12 hours or so. So they're ready to go, right? Super Bowl may not be for two more weeks, but this is their Super Bowl kickoff today. Winter's coming. Here we go.
If somebody wants to get in on this naming contest, Nick, how do they do that?
Certainly. We're real clever. So we have a clever name for the website. It's michigan.gov/namemysnowplow. But my is spelled M-I. Oh, yeah, that's clever.
There you go.
Michigan.gov/namemysnowplow.
All right.
And we ask for three pieces of information. Your suggested name, a maximum of 50 characters, including spaces. Your organization name or your personal name, if you want to let us know that. And the county you'd like to submit it in. If your name is chosen, we can slide it to the garage nearest you so you see it on my drive, kind of in your area. So if you're up near Port Huron and you don't see it somewhere in Iron County or over by Grand Rapids, it'll be somewhere near you.
Well, and how much fun would that be to see your plow's name, helping to keep your own road clear? I mean, that's fantastic.
We do our best.
Well, I can't wait to see the final list when it comes out. I know you're looking forward to seeing it as well. And are we going to see a Plowy McPlowface out there somewhere?
How can we not use that name? It's going to be somewhere on a Michigan road.
I'm glad to hear that. That warms my heart. Nick, it was great talking to you. Thanks for telling us about this. Have fun looking at all those names later on.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.